This is Craig Columbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, star of The Capitol Steps. Always a pleasure to have her with us at week's end. And, of course, The Capitol Steps are Washington's premier musical satirists, and they're out with a brand new CD, Desperate House Members. And, Elena, it's April 15th, and everybody knows what that means. It's tax day, although this year, thanks to a quirk of the calendar and a local holiday in Washington, they actually have till April 18th. So enjoy your weekend, everybody.
Yeah, quirk of the calendar. What is it? I don't really know.
I believe it's Emancipation Day, but don't hold me to that.
As opposed to Epansimation Day, which is when Clinton was in office.
But a boom.
No, three more days. I guess, enjoy it. Enjoy the long weekend.
Exactly.
But it's time. That means it's also time to roll out our Capitol Steps Tax Day song.
This is a Tax Day classic. This is when there is a Capitol Steps Hall of Fame. Not if there is, but when there is. This will be one of the original inductees right here. This is one of my all-time favorites.
Okay.
Though you pay off your tax with the shirts off your backs, you don't know what the government's planned. They will send you a bill for a cool 50 mil, though your income be just 20 grand. When IRS guys are smiling, watch your taxes multiply. If they say you missed a filing, kiss your Blarney house goodbye. Their audits gave me an ulster, and my taxes are doubling, they say. You didn't know it was going to be that bad tonight, did ya? So I'll give the address of the IRS to my friends at the IRA.
Oh, Elena, it's not often there's an audible hiss from the crowd because the pun was so awful, but I love those. They're so creative.
Yeah, I think a good groan is as good as a good laugh. Right?
That's
I'm
right.
Gonna go with that.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah,
right.
That person had obviously never heard of the extension of the Bush tax cuts. So,
I guess so.
I guess it's maybe less appropriate this year, but still, good pun is always timeless.
Exactly. And you know, the president's calling for higher taxes for the rich, so this might be their battle cry in years to come if he gets his way. We'll find out.
Is that going to hit you?
Hardly. That was a funny one. That was good.
Not a lot of money in the radio business. Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, big news this week. I bet you were shocked to find out that Mitt Romney is launching an exploratory committee to run for president.
Already got the song, getting ready for this weekend.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. He's and, you know, I guess Book of Mormon is really hot on Broadway. So I'm thinking, you know, this might be the year of the Mormon.
It could be. You know, there's a lot of people thinking about some getting in, some getting out. I guess we'll find out. Apparently, and this shows, you know, the sobriety and the gravity of the presidential process. Donald Trump has now said that he will announce whether or not he's going to run on The Apprentice.
He has to decide whether to fire Gary Busey first. I mean, it's just right up there with every other presidential decision he's going to have to make, right?
That's right.
And Meatloaf is on that show, right?
That's exactly right. I can almost see the negative Trump ads now based on who he decides to fire or not fire, whether it's, you know, Romney or Tim Pawlenty. Can you trust Donald Trump when he fired LaToya Jackson?
Well, and the thing that really amused me on that clip was, I guess, Meatloaf and Gary Busey had a big fight. I don't know how this even came about, but they kept calling him Meat. Now, is that his first name and it's Mr. Loaf?
You're asking the wrong person, both on Meatloaf trivia and what happened on The Apprentice. But I do know that there was a fight because every time, Trump has been talking about a possible presidential run, which I know has been very rare and he's been hard to get for the mainstream media. He's always always talking about the Apprentice and the fact that he can't make a decision until it finishes airing on NBC because they'd have to yank it if he was an official candidate. It's a whole new world, Elena.
Yes, I guess when they originally wrote the equal time laws, they never saw this coming. Right?
I guess not. Now every other presidential candidate will have to have a reality show or Trump will lose his.
Maybe we should just elect our presidents on a reality show.
I think that would be better, perhaps, than some of the ways that we do it through these primaries and caucuses.
You text the name to an 800 number or something?
That's right. Ryan Seacrest can host the whole thing. You know.
Okay. It couldn't be worse.
That's right. Oh, Elena, I think you're giving some people ideas that they might actually pursue. So
we'll hold
it there. Tell our listeners a little bit more about Desperate House Members.
Desperate House Members, I think it's actually on our website now, so you can go there and check out all the titles. It's everything that from all the craziness from the last year and the desperation of the House members, which has never been more evident. So.
Yeah, absolutely right. Desperate House Members, check it out at capsteps.com. Elena, always a pleasure. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington, or again at capsteps.com, and pick up their brand new CD, Desperate House Members. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.